Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska State Troopers were notified of two deceased adults in a Soldotna residence. This happened Sunday, March 13th at 7:37 p.m., according to the online Alaska State Trooper dispatch. Troopers and first responders immediately responded to a one-bedroom cabin. 61-year-old Mary Belts and 64-year-old Michael Hanno were the only occupants. Both were declared deceased at the scene. Both were identified as residents of Soldotna. A preliminary investigation by the Alaska State Troopers determined that a propane oven had been inadvertently left in the on position while it wasn't lit, thus filling the cabin with propane. The remains of both adults are being sent to the Alaska State Medical Examiner's Office for autopsy. The next of kin have been notified. The Kenai City Council approved a resolution that would complete a budget transfer within the Water and Sewer Capital Project Fund. Council previously approved an ordinance which established funding for the Mission Avenue Water Main Repairs Project and awarded Task 7 under HDL Engineering's Term Services Agreement for the Water and Sewer Division to provide bid-ready construction documents to complete the project. City Manager Paul Ostrander.
This project is on Mission Avenue, directly adjacent to the bluff. Because of the continuing erosion along the bluff, it was necessary to vacate a portion of the utilities that were in danger of going over the bluff. When we originally put this project together, we put together an estimate of what we thought design and construction would cost. However, as we worked through design, the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation asked for some additional requirements for the project, including some carrier piping to provide safe separation between water and sewer mains, as well as the installation of fire hydrants.
Ostrander said that these additions increased the estimated cost.
So even though we are 100% designed, we wanted to come back to council and get the necessary money appropriated before going out to bid for the project. So assuming the resolution passes and we get the $40,000 transfer from the manhole restoration project, we will immediately go out to bid to get the project constructed this summer.
Future legislation is expected to be presented at the council meeting in April to award a construction contract to complete the project. The resolution unanimously passed the Kenai City Council. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game and the Outdoor Heritage Foundation of Alaska announced a special raffle for anyone wishing to visit the McNeil River State Game Sanctuary this summer. It's located 100 miles west of Homer, and upwards of 144 individual brown bears have been documented feeding on the sanctuary's tide flats and salmon streams during summer, with as many as 74 observed at one time. The Alaska State Legislature sent the area aside in 1967 to protect these resources, and the ADF&G, working with the State Board of Game, manages public access to the sanctuary to assure these wildlife resources are protected and to assure quality experience for those that can visit. Viewing the world's largest seasonal congregation of brown bears at McNeil River continues to be highly sought after, with over 1,100 hopeful applicants vying for the few coveted permits issued by lottery each summer. And the 2022 season lottery recently concluded, and those permits are in the process of being issued, but to provide an additional opportunity and raise funds to support programs, two permits are being offered through raffle. One winner will be selected and entitled to assign the two permits to whomever they wish. Certain limitations will apply. Permit holders also will be provided lodging in Homer and seaplane transportation to the sanctuary. For further information and online ticket purchases, log on to RadioKenai.com.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.